Hey everyone, we're on our first episode of Next to Now, our new podcast. We're so excited about it. How did we get here?
Well, it happened kind of quick and out of the blue, right? You were on a run and came up with the idea and reached out.
Yeah, and I was just thinking that day, we had just finished up our sponsorship drive for Next Gen CNY. I thought, what other ways can we get out to the community and to other agents what we're doing? And then I thought, Craig would be great, your creative brain. Has a lot of great out-of-the-box ideas, and then yeah, we kind of came together, and you had the idea to highlight local. I'm an insurance nerd. I'm a huge Big Eye fan, and so just, you know, through our conversations, we came up together with our vision and mission statement, which is
we put our heads together, came up with Next to Now, and that's really what's going on in the community and in our industry currently and what's up and coming, right? And then the mission and vision. Our mission is to foster an environment that brings both the insurance industry and the community that surrounds us together to raise awareness on tools and resources to help us all serve our clients and our community with excellence.
Yeah, and that was huge for us to bring in. And that's our mission even on our committee, is how do we highlight what's happening in our insurance world, obviously, and then how do we make a difference locally?
Absolutely.
And that was you have pushed that from the beginning, is how do we find and connect locally so people know what we're doing, why they need insurance, and then why we need our local businesses. So it was a great symbiosis that kind of came together. And so we have the most amazing first episode. We were so lucky to get Kristen Martin, the incoming CEO as of July 1st of Utica National, first woman CEO, who was a big deal. And then we have Lisa Lounsbury, Big Eye CEO and president. Yep. And then we have Scott Hobson on. So he talked a lot about our legislative direction and how Asians can come together and really support what we're doing in the industry.
And we had the opportunity to launch our first episode at Go Big 2024 at the Turning Stone Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Which was an awesome platform. Yeah. We're super excited to get episode one out to all of you and really go on this journey. We have some great episodes planned all the way through 2024. So stay tuned, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Craig Van Epps here from Haler, Fryer & Coon and Alera Company, hosting alongside Jackie Kelly Caden from RLK General Insurance. We're here at Go Big 2024 at the Turning Stone Resort, and we are here with Next and Now. Our mission is to bring folks together, both in the insurance industry as well as the community, to raise awareness on tools and resources to best serve our clients and give back to our community.
Thanks, Craig. As Craig mentioned, we're here at our state conference at Turning Stone on the lands of the Oneida Indian Nation. And under CEO Ray Halbreder's leadership, the casino draws more than 4.5 million visitors a year. It's the fifth largest tourist attraction in New York and the most awarded resort in the state. And now to our guests. We are privileged to have with us Kristen Martin, incoming CEO at Utica National and current president and COO, Lisa Lounsbury, Big Eye president and CEO, and Scott Hobson, Big Eye assistant vice president of government relations. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So excited to be on your first one.
That's awesome.
Yes, I am.
Very exciting. So let's jump right into it. Lisa, first question's for you. We're here at the state conference. Can you elaborate a little bit on the value that Big Eye brings to our agents and clients?
How much time do you have?
Ask Julie.
So, you know, we were talking yesterday in our annual business meeting about what the mission is of Big Eye. And we're really led by how do we support independent agents so that they can be the most successful. And I think when you belong to a group like Big Eye, what we're able to do is to elevate everyone's individual voice. And you know, as we go out and we talk to agents in this hard market, it's been a struggle for a lot of them, and especially our smaller members. They feel very alone and like they're the only ones that are experiencing problems. And there's such a relief when they know that there's someone that's got their back, that doesn't have any hidden agenda, that we're just there to support them, and that allows them to be more helpful to their clients. So we have, of course, tons of products and services, but I really think at the end of the day, our advocacy work that we do, and that's what my friend Scott here does an amazing job with, it is just one of those things that are, it's priceless. You really can't put a value on what we do. So
it's so true. Yeah. And I've experienced that in our agency. So Kristen, like me, you come from outside the industry. You were a litigator before you came into insurance. How has that been an advantage for you coming into the industry and particularly at Utica National?
So coming from a law practice, that gave me my proverbial foot in the door. I came into insurance through claims, knowing the litigation environment. I became a staff attorney at Utica National. I think coming from the outside, what I got was an amazing perspective. So I came into, wanted to shift over to work inside at Utica National because I'd had my first child and I wanted stability in my hours. Working 70 hours a week and traveling all the time wasn't conducive to the mom role that I wanted to do. But I also love to be challenged. And I found after a while in litigation, I wasn't being challenged. A lot of the cases were the same. And so I was interested. I had always driven by Utica National as a child, so I went there. And what I can tell you is insurance is incredibly challenging. So anyone who thinks that it's not, they need to understand every day is different and every day brings a new challenge. Where else do you really get to go that you get these great challenges, all while trying to help people? And it was just been, so that's what it brought me. It brought me perspective on what the industry does compared to what I was doing on the outside, and just the amazing challenges every single day. No day is ever the same in insurance because the environment is constantly changing.
Yeah, and we talked about at the Speed Networking event yesterday. Everyone said that. What is their, hot tip about insurance? And it's changing. You got to be quick on your feet because every day there's something new happening. So yeah, that's very interesting.
Scott, can you speak to the recent successes, legislative successes that we've experienced at Big Eye and how that impacts the agents?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So two things get me fired up every day, and that's number one, coffee. I got to have that coffee. And number two is fighting for our members. It really empowers me. So what I think I'm most excited about is our success this past year in passing a bill to do away with mandatory cargo inspections. So we all know these inspections, they're a huge pain, and the only people who hate them more than the agency, right, agency folks, are the customers. Yes. It's a complete waste of time, it's a complete waste of your resources, and it's a totally unnecessary frustration for your staff member. So we have been working for many years to pass a bill that says, look, if the insurance companies don't want these inspections, they shouldn't have to use them, they shouldn't be forced to do it. And we were successful in getting that bill passed last year. It actually goes into effect on May 15th, so tomorrow.
Yeah, awesome.
And I'm seeing emails, I just got a few emails yesterday from companies saying we're gonna waive them. I think there's a huge sea change. Basically, these inspections are basically going away because the carriers by and large don't find them valuable. That was a really exciting campaign because it gave us a real opportunity to demonstrate and harness the power of our members. So, we had a multi-year campaign. We had members meeting with lawmakers in district. We had them send over 2,000 emails, hundreds of phone calls, letters to the editor. We had a petition campaign that got almost 2,000 signatures. And this was one where we really had to go through, the legislature member by member and win over hearts and minds one by one. And we were able to do that. The bill passed. We had a little bit of drama with it getting vetoed last year, but we were able to work our connections and get it signed this year, or rather last year, this cycle.
Yeah, and we've really experienced the ups and downs of the legislative process. I remember at that ledge breakfast, we were all like, I'm serious, this isn't going through. And then it happened. It was so the high of it, the lows of it, and the highs of it. That was really incredible to experience.
Yeah, I think that's a really important takeaway is like in the legislative process, change takes a long time. Change is hard. Change should be hard.
Us that.
Yeah, change should be hard. But if you have passion and persistence, you will win.
Kristen, you'll be the first woman CEO at Utica National on July 1st. I know. Cheers, flowers. Was it always your dream to be a CEO? And what contributed most to your development as a leader?
So it was. My dad was a CEO of a local company here. So that contributed a lot to my development is watching him. One of the things that I always did, and I still do today, is I am a constant learner. I read. I have curiosity. I want to know more. And I always took stretch assignments. I was asked to do things, and I wasn't sure that's what I wanted to do, but that was the need that Utica National had at the time. So I took the role.
Go for it.
I learned what I needed to do, and then I looked for my next opportunity, and it was sometimes really outside my comfort zone. I always tell people that are going to be on the carrier side to work, one of the greatest places they can ever go and do a stint is internal audit. You will never get a chance to learn operations like you will an internal audit, where you go into all the different business units, understand the controls, what they do, the process, and it just gives you, to this day, I think I drive people a little crazy. They call it in the weeds, but what they're actually saying to me is I'm you know, getting into their business. But, you know, when you've worked in there, worked in internal audit, you know stuff and you understand things. And you know, people will bring something up and they'll be like, how does she possibly know that? And I always want to say, because I worked in internal audit and I learned so much there. And it's a really great opportunity for people to really understand the business and what all it does and how it all comes together. So my suggestions, keep learning.
Okay.
Read a lot. Read all the industry. Know what's going on in the market and the environment around us. And take that stretch assignment.
Stretch assignment. And that's my takeaway for today. Yeah.
Lisa, given the hard market we're experiencing, why do you think it's so invaluable to the client to have an independent agent?
Well, independent agents serve customers best with trusted advice and the right coverage options. And I think right now there's a couple of reasons I would point to that. Number one, our members have the flexibility to, you know, really match the right carrier partner with their customers and to design a program that, you know, is going to help their customer navigate the next year in premium. And that may be they're making changes in deductibles or coverage limits. And you know, depending on where our members are and who their customers are, we have some members who have clients that are deciding, like, am I buying groceries this week or am I renewing my auto insurance? And so I think oftentimes we think of a very large, more sophisticated customer, but you know, those types of counseling conversations our members would have with a customer like that are very different than maybe a big, large commercial account that has, you know, more ability to absorb more of the increase. So, you know, independent agents are uniquely positioned to really provide that counsel. I think the other thing that's really important right now in this hard market is thinking about risk and risk mitigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we talk a lot about that, but the carriers are coming out with a lot of new tools that our members can help their customers understand. And if an independent agent really takes the time to get to know their client and understand if they're a commercial client, their business, they're able to go in and really help out so that they can prevent, you know, some of these claims that could happen, help position them better so that down the road, they may have more favorable pricing when things change and the market changes. But you know, I think of our members all the time. I mean, they're like their first responders, right? I mean, they are, you know, my son gets in a fender bender. Granted, his dad is his agent, but, you know, the first person he's calling is his parents. But, you know, I mean, that they're the first responders. So many times my husband has been called, you know, someone's house is on fire. And he's there before the fire department. I mean, so there's just so many ways. Our members right now are also kind of like counselors, I feel, yes. Too, yep. You know, because as difficult as it is for them to have these large rate increases that they have to deliver, they do have to counsel. And, you know, it's hard for people and businesses to really absorb these increases right now. And they've got to explain it. It's not just one factor. There's a lot of things right now that are contributing to it. So I could talk for a long time about why everyone needs an independent agent, but I think it comes down to, again, just our members can match the right coverage and they can provide the right advice from an insurance and just a risk mitigation standpoint for the customer. So,
absolutely. Well said.
Yeah. And Scott, we've talked about this. For everyone listening, what are a couple easy steps agents can take to make an impact on these challenges we're facing in the market?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things you can do. So if you're watching this as a video, you probably noticed, you know, I've got this, we got this pin. Jackie has a pin. It says G100. G100 is our group of 100. It's our core team of ideally 100 advocates who are charged with building relationships with their own lawmakers and carrying the message, you know, in meetings and emails, communications with their lawmakers, building that relationship, right? Because insurance is a relationship game, politics is a relationships game. And our members are so well equipped because our members already are advocates for their customers. So it's just a matter of going from one, you know, area, just moving it over a little bit to the legislative and advocacy side.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we try to make it very easy for our members to be advocates. You know, we give you talking points, we give you training and messaging. So when you go out to meet with your lawmakers, it's not just, you know, good luck. It's here's what to say, here's what you need to know. And then, you know, the most important thing is speak from the heart, talk about your experience, because lawmakers don't know insurance, right? By and large, they don't know insurance. They don't understand how it affects their constituents, but agents do. And that's why we're so powerful. So if you want to do that, the G100 is a great opportunity if you're really interested in being very committed. If you just, like, you're so busy, you got no time, I don't have time to go meet with a senator or anything like that, that's fine. Of course not, right? We all have jobs. You can, at the very least, watch your inbox. We periodically send emails out about our legislative campaigns. And a lot of times it's just something like, click this link to send an email to your lawmaker. You might see that and think, like, what does that matter? Like, wow, it's just an email, who cares? I have been in so many meetings with lawmakers where they or their staff will pull out an email that one of our members sent and said, I heard this from a constituent. I'm glad you're talking to me about this. For our big issues, you know, a lot of offices, they just, Kristen, your son works in a congressional office, so I'm sure he sees this all the time. The lawmakers will literally just do a report, and they'll have their staff report on them how many people contacted me about what.
Just numbers.
Yeah, just numbers. So your email helps our issues get elevated and helps our issues get done. The last thing you can do, I'll say before I pass the mic, is you can support our political action committees. So we have a state and a federal political action committee. That's the logo on the cup. I'm running our PAC booth today. And the PAC is a tool that helps us support candidates for office who care about our industry. And it's a very important component of how we are an effective organization and represent our members, both at the state and federal level. So any amount helps, but I'm a big pusher for the $99 level because that's a great level of support for the PAC.
Yes.
I would just add, Scott does an incredible job, but we were at a board meeting in January when we had one of our local association leaders who is very committed and very engaged on the legislative issues. And, you know, I always think about when agents get involved, just like more like the legislative side and how great they're learning the process. But she had such a unique position. She said, I do this because it helps my clients. Mm-hmm. If I understand the issues that they're facing and I'm taking time out of the office, I don't get stressed about it because I can say to my client, I'm sorry I'm not available, but I'm actually going to speak to one of our legislative representatives about an issue that impacts your business, and this can be an improvement for you. That gives me an edge as an agent. You know, that really helps differentiate her with what, you know, she may be competing against another agent for the business. So it's incredible to be involved in the process, but I think also, like, when you start to connect the dots, and I'm a little slow sometimes to connect the dots, like, it helps our members be better agents and represent their customers. So,
and that's why I first got involved, and all these opportunities came through Big Eye, was I was trying to understand insurance and being part understanding the legislative process and the laws behind the insurance market, were helping me explain policies to clients. So that's exactly right. That's the added value for being part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. One finer point on that too is when you have to explain to customers why their prices are going up, that is just the opportunity to educate them and get them involved in the process, because we all have to be in this together to explain why costs are going up and what is behind this and what they can do also, because the more letters, the more phone calls, the more $99 contributions, really it makes a huge difference, and it's going to really be essential. If we don't find a way to get to our legislators, we're going to have an affordability crisis, and it's going to impact small businesses, and it's going to impact those people that are fighting to pay for groceries or pay for their car insurance, and they need to understand why this is happening, and we need them to get involved in the process as well.
Yeah, and you said that, send the emails to clients, and they can also send emails to their representatives, which make a huge difference in Albany and in D.C.
Very well said. So one final question.
The most important of the day.
We're here at the Turning Stone. A lot of gaming going on, some gambling out there, a lot of excitement. So on the way out the door, I'm a roulette guy. I had a lucky hit last night on my daughter's birthday with the red 30. For those that don't know, roulette, 0 to 36. What's the lucky number on our way out the door? Then we went to the blackjack table, and we had a little game session with Jackie, and she lost all my money from there. So now I'm a bit in the red, so I need a little bit of luck here. So I need a lucky number from everybody, 0 to 36. Jackie, go ahead.
4.
4.
11.
11.
24.
24.
23.
23, okay. And I'm red 18, which wasn't lucky last night, but maybe on the way out the door today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim,
for joining us on our first podcast. We really appreciate it, and it's been a pleasure to have you.
Honored to be here.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And everybody stay tuned for our upcoming episodes as well. Our June episode, Find Your Passion, Follow Your Dreams. We have Eric Diebendorf coming on, local. He does a lot in the community with ED23 Foundation, former basketball star and coach. We have Jackie Colello coming on, a local artist whose work can be seen inside and out all over Central New York. And our July episode is a leadership, professional, and personal development. We have a nice panel started for that as well. So thank you for being our first guest. We're excited to go on this journey with everyone, and looking forward to a great day here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next to Now is hosted by Jackie Kelly Caton and Craig Van Epps, and produced by Michael Abbott.
Music by Mike DeVolick.
Logo designed by Craig Van Epps and Maddie Tomkos.
And a special thank you to the whole Big Eye team for all of your support. Thank you so much.
Thank you.